Yeah, time now to talk a little bit of cricket with our cricketing expert, Mark Junior Waugh. Good day, Junior.
Loz, TK, how are you?
Yeah, going very, very well, mate. Well, we've got the test match starting in a couple of days. How are you feeling about this game down there in Adelaide? What type of chance are we, and realistically, do you expect us to win?
Yeah, feeling pretty good, Loz. I think we're a good chance of winning. It's going to be a very even series, and I think if you match the two teams up, it says that both teams have got pretty strong bowling. A few question marks over both teams batting. But given the home ground advantage, and I think the fact that India haven't won out here for a very long time, I think it just gives us the edge. But obviously Virat Kohli is going to be the key. You know, how he bats will probably decide the series.
Why do touring sides lose a leg when they get on a plane, Mark?
Look, I think there's a few factors. Obviously the conditions.
Yeah.
The pitch conditions are foreign to what they're used to at home. Sometimes the weather can play a part. Sometimes, you know, the food, general health on a tour.
Okay.
And a whole host of reasons. I mean, in the olden days, probably the umpiring was one of the biggest factors where you had two hometown umpires. So that didn't help. But that's been evened out a lot, obviously, these days with two neutral umpires. So that's no excuse. But I think it's also a mental thing as well. I mean, sometimes you sort of get sort of phased out of playing well in a certain country because you're expecting certain conditions. But I think these days you might see it turn around a little bit, given the fact that the pitches around the world cricket are so flat at the moment.
And they play so much away from home as well. You know, they're always, if they're not at home playing, they're always on the road playing anyway.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, India, obviously a great team at home, not as much success away from home. They're ranked number one in the world in Test match cricket, but they've lost series both in England and South Africa in recent times. So, you know, even they battle away from home.
Yeah, it's intriguing, this contest, because there's so many unknowns. Obviously, India, you know, struggled down here before, and Australia without Smith and Warner. But with our pace attack, everyone's saying it's very good, and it is. But coming in, you know, they haven't played a lot of red ball cricket. The Indians, they're talking about them doing, or having too much red ball cricket in terms of that last game against the Cricket Australian 11. If you're in charge of the bowling attack, Junior, what preparation would you want for your team bowlers to be coming into this match? The one that the Indians have had or the one that the Australians have had?
I'll be able to tell you in 5 days, but I think it's more of an individual thing depending on the bowlers you've got in your unit. Some guys need a bit of bowling. Some guys play better fresh. It's like, you know, horse racing or footballers. Mm. You know, other guys, you know, guys need different workloads to get to their best. But I think just reading between the lines, the Australians are pretty happy with their fast bowls. They've been steaming in the nets in practice over in Adelaide. They look ready to go. So I don't think we're going to be underdone. We haven't played a lot of cricket, and our management elected not to play the three fast bowlers in the last round of Shield matches. So they are obviously pretty happy in the bowlers themselves. I don't think there's any clear-cut answer. I think it's very much individual, but I reckon we're going to be ready to go. I don't think it's going to be an excuse, the fact that we haven't played much. And the Indians, they've got a good battery of fast bowlers as well and spinners. So, you know, I think they're going to have plenty to choose from. They'll be ready to go as well.
Mark, can you just explain to our listeners and our viewers the process, you know, being a former selector? So would they have been told to rest Hazelwood, Cummins and Stark? If they wanted to play, would they have been allowed to play?
I think you asked me this question last week, TK.
Maybe.
You did. I think it just would have been, you know, sit down and have a chat to each individual bowler. I think if they wanted to play, they probably would have been allowed to play.
Right. Yeah.
I think that would have been fine.
Sorry.
They would have had to just monitor their workloads a little bit. You wouldn't want a fast bowler bowling 60 overs in a Shield match going into a test match a week later. So common sense applies. I mean, you know, I just think it's on an individual basis. You know, we've got a pretty right, I reckon, with the fast bowls in the last few years. You know, we've kept them on the paddock a lot more than recent times, and a lot of that's been because of, you know, game time management and workloads and all that sort of thing. So, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job there.
Yeah. Obviously, the focus is on Kohli with our bowlers, and we need to get him cheaply. But is there someone there that you also respect in that batting lineup that could be, you know, proven to be a danger to us?
Yeah. Look, they've got a lot of dangerous players. They lost their young gun, Prithvi Shaw, last week with an ankle injury. He would have played, and he would have been a danger man. He's a really fine young player. But they've got a lot of experience there. Guys like Rohit Sharma, he might come into the batting side. Shikhar Dhawan's a good player. Rahani's done well in Australia before. They've definitely got a lot of strike power there, albeit they haven't really done that well in Australia previously. So that's, you know, the conditions where you get your fast bouncy tracks, that's where the Indian batsmen are. And even Kohli's the same. You know, he's not as comfortable, you know, with the ball flying around, head high a lot. So, you know, that's the biggest challenge for all their batsmen. But you've got to respect them. There's a lot of experience there. I think their keeper is a bit of a question mark. I think they might play Rishabh Pant, who's, I don't think he's a great keeper. He's more of a batsman keeper. So that might be an area where the Australians could expose India. But generally speaking, I think Kohli's the big wicket, no doubt about that. But they've got other players who could easily perform on their day.
Has he got a weakness, Kohli?
Well, I think he's vulnerable in certain areas, like any batsman. Yep. You know, I think he does tend to push at the ball outside off stump. He can give you a chance in the slips and in the gully. Sometimes he goes quite hard at the ball through that area. And I think even the short stuff, you know, I think some good intimidatory bowling used in the right way, I think that unsettles him a bit as well. So, you know, he's definitely a class player, but like everybody, you know, he's going to be nervous and he'll have his weaknesses. Yeah. Less weaknesses than most players, but he's definitely got a few chinks in his armour there.
If you win the toss?
I think it's supposed to be 37 degrees there on the,
wow,
first day in Adelaide. No, you definitely, I haven't seen the pitch. Obviously, I go over to Adelaide tomorrow, but normally you would expect a bat first, unless it's, you know, a green pitch with a stack of grass on it. I'd imagine you'd be batting first and getting runs on the board, and then, you know, just, you know, playing your solid normal test match cricket where, you know, batting last. On any test match pitch is more difficult than sort of batting first. So I think that's the way they'll go.
Who do you think they will go with, Hanscom or Harris?
That's a good question. I would personally go with Hanscom. So I'd open with Finch and Khawaja, then Sean Marsh, then have Hanscom at four, Head at five, and then Mitch Marsh at six. That'd be my team, but I can see a good argument the other way. You know, Harris has been in great form. You know, he's one of the form players in Shield cricket to open the batting. But personally, I'd go with Hanscom just for that experience. Yeah.
What type of player is Harris? Is he an accumulator of runs, or is he a smasher of the ball? Is he a technical player? What type of player is he?
He's a bit of a dasher, Loz. Yeah, yeah. He plays his shots. He's definitely not a stodgy opener. He's a guy that'll play shots against the spinners and the quicks. Like, he's pretty well equipped to back his own game against both types of bowling. So, yeah, he's a left-hander, obviously, a little nuggety fella. Well, he's not that nuggety, actually, but he's little. He's in the Justin Langer sort of mould.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's a dasher. So, yeah, he's a good player. He's a player I like to watch bat. So if he does get a game, you'll see him, I think, once he gets into his innings, he'll be quite aggressive, which is good. If Finch and him get going, then they're going to score pretty quickly at the top.
Should we play both of them, Harris and Hanscom, and drop Mitch Marsh?
Well, you could go that way as well, but I just get the feeling that Justin Langer likes Mitch Marsh there at six.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Just he's back up with his bowling. If you get really hot weather in Adelaide, you might need that sort of all-rounder to bowl your 10 or 15 overs. And I think Mitch Marsh played very well in Australian conditions last summer, batted well. And he's made runs in Shield cricket this season, so I think he'll get first crack out of it. I don't think they want to disrupt the 11 that much. That'd be two or three new faces from recent tests. So I don't think that'll happen. I think Marsh will play.
Yeah, I asked TK this earlier this morning, Junior, and you'd be
better qualified
to answer this.
I don't know about that. Well,
no, you will be, mate. You will. So, say if you bat for 110 overs.
Yeah.
Like the all rounder, how many overs in that 110? Are you looking for him to bowl?
Depends how good a bowler he is. If he's a pretty good bowler, then, you know, you look at Ben Stokes and, say, Flintoff from England. They're sort of all-rounders, and at times they can bowl 20 overs, or other days they might bowl 10. I think you're looking probably for 10 overs. That would be ideal.
Yep.
You know, and if he's bowling well, a few more. And sometimes he might not bowl. You know, if the three quicks are doing the job and they're running through the top order and Nathan Lyon's bowling well, because he can really plug up an end, Nathan Lyon, can't he? He can bowl a lot of overs.
Yeah. Yeah, he can bowl all day.
Yeah. I think it's just a good backup. You know, good balance to the team. And if one of your fast bowlers happens to get an injury through the game, then you sort of need that backup. But, around the 10-over mark, I think.
And they'll target line, obviously, then, if that's the case, if line's going to tie up an end and they rotate their three quicks, they'll probably look to attack line, which would be good for us, I suppose.
Yeah, possibly, although they'll have a lot of respect for line. And he's going to be a weapon too, don't worry. I mean, the Indian batsmen haven't played spin as well in recent times as years gone past. And actually, Virat Kohli can be susceptible to spin as well. Sometimes I think the Indian batsmen get a little bit casual against the spin. You know, they don't quite respect it as much as they should. So that gives you wicket-taking options as well. And, you know, they've got a couple of left-handers, Rishabh Pant, the keeper, and Shikhar Dhawan as well. Nathan Lyon bowls exceptionally well to left-handers. So, yeah, he'll definitely play a part in the series. As will whatever spinner they decide to play, whether it's their left-arm orthodox, left-arm leggy in Kuldeep or Ashwin or Jadeja, they've obviously got a bit of power with their spinners as well.
We love Shikhar Dhawan.
Good name, isn't it?
He's one of our favourites. Hey, Junior, enjoy Adelaide, mate. And you're right. Take the thongs and shorts, the old stubbies you've got there, because it's going to be 37 day one.
I'm actually working, TK. So
okay. You'll be dressed.
Good. No, in the back blocks in the marquees. I'm working. That'll be my brother.
Don't worry. You'll find your way there somehow.
Right.
Good on you, Mark.
Okay. See you, boys.
See you, mate.